Check, one, two. Check, one,
check,
two.
Check, check,
check, check, check, check. Say something.
Check, check.
Put that mic right up there. There you go.
Check one.
There you go.
Oh, my God, it's early.
All right, folks, enjoy the show. Stay tuned. We're going live in five, four, three.
Morning Mayhem starts now with David Basil.
I'm here. I'm present.
Live from the Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort Studio, Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort.
Ba-ba-da. Smoking into New Orleans. And it won't let the poor boy down.
All right, you 609ers, you know what to do on a Friday, just like every other day at this time. You move it, move it, move it. Let's go. Silk suit, he said. Alicardi.
Los Angeles.
Very good, Jimmy. Very good. Good boy. Good job.
Hey, the boys. Flying over to the Golden State. Hey, buddy.
Los Angeles. There you go. What do you think, Roger Dodge? 99.99.
Let's keep it going. That ain't one of the problems we're having, is it?
Now, do we have is Christian back in the studio? Is he there? Oh, there he is. Good morning, guy. Good morning, everybody. It's a 6:10 here on this Friday, June 19th. We are on the road in Dardanelle. We always say the home of John Daly. There's some other well-known folks here, but we're here with a Daly connection. We're at Lions Den, his golf course, and Jamie's out there. He's out there working on the greens and cooking breakfast for us at the same time. They've got a big weekend coming up that we'll talk about just a second. Roger, how are you?
Good morning. Fantastic, David. How about you?
We were here last year and had a little trouble with our equipment, but not this time.
No.
MacGruber. Yeah. Roger Scott's got us hooked up.
Don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby.
He's got us locked up. $99.99. Yeah. Got a little bouncing around. But
shout out to Chuck Denton. Getting us what we needed to get here, and to Gemma as well. So as we speak, David, we're doing what we can.
Yeah, we are here. We're here actually to bring awareness to VFW Post 8383. It's a place that we were at 2 years ago in 2024, Roger, which is the, if you were trying to find where it's at, it's about 15 miles between Dardanelle and New Blaine.
Right.
And so New Blaine.
I couldn't remember New Blaine.
Yeah. It's about a half mile east of the Shoal Bay camping and fishing area.
Right.
And, Jimmy Stewart is here with us. Jimmy, good morning. How are you?
Oh, great, David. How are y'all?
Always good to see you. Always good. As a matter of fact, that VFW was established in 1976.
What?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Roger. I did my homework.
Yeah, I did.
Now, you used to be the commander.
Right. I'm past commander. Current quartermaster.
I want names like that for our show, Roger. What do we call it? What would Christian be? Half a master? a fourth of a master? I don't know. I mean,
it's dangerous. That could get scary.
Right. So anyway, look, you guys have a big tournament tomorrow. We'll talk about that. Looks like the weather's going to be okay, right?
I think it's going to be great.
Well, I tell you, it poured last night about 10 o'clock. It came a gully washer, at least at my house.
Did it really?
Yeah, it sure did.
I saw some pretty lights as I was coming in. All right, I was making it to back home last night from
Yeah, it was popping. It was popping.
I didn't see any rain. I didn't see it. Okay,
very, it didn't last long. We'll have our normal cast of characters today. Heather Baker, brought to you by AY and Amp Magazine. RJ Hawk, brought to you by Natural State Wholesale. Our friend Don Grisham and Drew and the gang. Danny West will check in with us, brought to you by H-State Trailer Sales. Trey Johnson, Steve Qualls from Design Lab doing our NASCAR info today. Raj, we got to do Justin Moore Finish the Lyric, brought to you by Rainbow Restoration.
All right.
And we got to do our Morning Mayhem movie review, brought to you by Hawks Home.
So, outstanding.
Yeah,
outstanding.
So we got a busy show in addition to talking about what's going on here tomorrow. It is Father's Day this weekend. That means also it's the U.S. Open going on. Did you see? You know, we were watching yesterday. We knew they had some bad weather. Speaking of golf, we're on a golf course. But they still, there may be, I think Wyndham Clark, I think it's two strokes off of a record. He's still got a few more holes to go. They had to stop play, I guess, because of darkness, because they got started late yesterday. But windy, cold, at Shinnecock, exactly what you want to see for a U.S. Open, and not just good condition. You want to see the best in the World Challenge.
Well, yeah.
And today, and listen, I didn't realize it was today. I guess
Juneteenth?
Well, it is Juneteenth.
I was going to get to that. Oh, I didn't want to blow it.
United States playing soccer again today. Playing Australia.
So they've had a week off. Right?
Yeah, 2 o'clock today. Yeah. They play Australia, you know, back in Little Rock. We've got Hill Station. It's a great place to watch it. Dugan's Pub, great place to watch soccer.
Oh, yeah.
I got Turkey and Paraguay.
Turkey!
Scotland versus Morocco. And Brazil versus Haiti.
Oh, my God.
Qatar just looked horrible yesterday against Canada. They whipped their pants.
Canada did.
6-0. Bosnia and Herzegovina.
What?
They couldn't hang with Switzerland. They lose 4-1. Mexico barely goes by South Korea.
Right.
1-0. And South Africa beat Czechia. Or it's a draw. That was a draw. Also, too, did you see where Cal's going to be going to the Bahamas?
I did not.
Yeah.
He's looking for a big player there.
Well, no, he's good. They're going to be playing.
Isn't that something?
4 exhibition games.
He's no dummy, is he?
Yeah, it's coming up.
Hey, let's go to the Bahamas, honey. We'll get the university to pay for it.
Brilliant. So you got that going on. We'll talk about that. The Knicks had their big parade. One of the questions I was going to ask, have you ever been to a celebration parade? If so, what was it? I know you have, Roger. But what was a celebration parade? And when was the last time the nation had a celebration parade? Usually that had to do with wars or going to the moon.
Yeah. You mean see, like a ticker tape?
A ticker tape. I think we have to go back to World War II, right?
Well, I guess so.
Did we
have one in 1976?
That's what I was thinking, 76.
Yeah, for the bicentennial?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't remember. I wasn't there.
I don't know. I do know that you were at the Razorback. Weren't you at the Razorback?
I don't remember. So would I have been?
Well, Jermaine Taylor had a parade when he won the world championship. And then I think when the Razorbacks won, there was a parade somewhere. I don't know if it was in Little Rock. Somebody out there may know.
Right. And what was the parade it's a negative source. So I didn't even bring it up.
The other thing is the Razorbacks put up a new flag yesterday at John McDonald Field, 53. That's the number of national championships the women's and the men's track teams have won. That's a pretty cool idea. You know, I'm an idea guy, Jimmy, and I like that. Somebody started doing it about 10 years up there, and just that way, when anybody, if you're a track athlete and you come on the track, you look up, you see the number.
You see Basil's number.
Well, right now you do. Very good, Jimmy. That's right, 53.
Very good, Jimmy.
A couple of them have been taken away. You know, you had two of them that were taken away because of violations, which I didn't know until a few days ago.
Really?
Yeah. We talked about it the other day. It was we had some kind of a recruiting violation in track. They took away the 03 and 04 national championships. Razorbacks, Courtney Dyfel getting after it. 2 more transfers, including the Patriot League Player of the Year. So, I don't know. You go to the World Series, and I guess you're flush with money and lucking in people. And so, that's going on, Roger. Also, too, in the Democrat Gazette today, they've been doing the 50 for 250, 50 great folks.
Right.
It's on Levon Helm today.
Oh!
Levon Helm, who obviously we've been talking about him because he's part of our movie review today, right?
It was last week.
No, that's right. It was last week.
Yeah.
That's right. We have another exciting shoot 'em up movie with Nighthawks. And then, Roger, did you see about the screw worm?
I saw that last week.
What's going on the screw worm? Yeah. There's a screw
worm. Getting in your meat.
I know. I don't know why, but it hadn't been in Arkansas, right? It's in Texas and all that.
I don't know. I don't know if Governor Huckabee Sanders is being transparent enough with that screw worm. We may have been eating it and don't know it.
What you don't want, you don't
want to have a headache.
You don't want a screw worm.
No, you don't want it.
It's not really a worm.
What are the worst worms?
It's not a worm.
Screw worm. Oh, it's a fly.
It's a fly.
So why do they call it screw worm fly? Does it start as a worm?
I don't know. I haven't checked
into
that.
Isn't there an animal that starts as something?
Yeah.
A larvae? I don't know.
I think humans have started out as an amoeba.
Yeah, you don't want. What is a worm in your stomach, inside your gut? You don't want.
You're talking about stool worm?
Tapeworm. Tapeworm. Thanks.
You don't want them in your stool, Jimmy.
Sounds like you've had experience with that.
Well, I was in the Navy.
I think every kid maybe have had that. If you licked your dirty fingers.
Also, Roger, because it's Father's Day this weekend, we're going to be looking at country songs for your Father's Day playlist and some other songs.
I didn't know that existed.
Yeah, some other.
It's about time dads got notoriety.
And some other songs that are about dads. Exactly right. Jimmy, are you a father?
Oh, I am.
So how many kids you got?
I have two.
Okay, and how old are they?
One is 34 and one's 24.
Okay, very nice.
Spread them out a little bit.
Very nice. Rogers is a father too, so is Christian. I am not. I will be FedExing my dad's Father's Day card today because
you are not doing that.
I'm going to pay probably $100 to FedEx.
That's the only way it's going out. I think the post office is shut down.
It'll take 4 days to get to the anyway, I think I've done that before, Jimmy. I get busy, but I want to make sure my dad gets his Father's Day.
Well, you've known about it all year.
We've got a motley crew here with us, Jimmy. That's hanging out with us this morning. Listen, we've done this 2 years back. Like I mentioned 2024 and 2025. We were at the VFW post a couple years ago, and then here last year. Now, was this last year? It was for the four before deal, right?
Yeah, it was for the trail ride, but we had connection problems at New Blaine, so we tried it here, and it had the same problem.
But Roger has figured out that. I mean, he is MacGruber, or MacGyver, whichever you want to call him. He's figured things out.
I
think he has,
it's impressive for somebody over 50.
I heard stuff from Matt. And everybody at NSG. I'm on the phone with NSG guy yesterday.
Yeah.
I got the Chuck Denton with Cellular Data Solutions at my front door. They're hitting me with VPNs. They're hitting me with mail.
Yes,
they're
love
hitting
it.
Me with this and they're hitting me with that. And I felt like I was Roger AI Chat. Chat PTP, whatever it is.
Yeah, well, and then you go off and have a great. We had a great day at the Ohio Club yesterday, Roger. What amazing food!
Yeah,
well, thanks, Sadiq and Jeannie Mir, and just great hanging out. And Steve Walls came over and met us.
What great grub there! Yeah.
Oh my God, Roger! I've never seen Roger eat so much.
It started out with Joe Klein.
That's right. We ate.
What a tremendous day he had yesterday.
Yes, they just killed it yesterday at Corky's.
30-cent sandwiches.
Yeah, they said the line was backed up to the street, so and they had to shut it down after 4:30. I think they ran out of sandwiches. So
congrats
to Joe on that.
Absolutely.
But it was really cool. This is a place, Jimmy, at the Ohio Club, where Babe Ruth has been, Al Capone. But they really do cool food. They've really upgraded their menu. They continue to do that. They've got some great drinks. And then, of course, the history of the place.
Anyway,
we had a great time and just really solid quality food right there in the heart. I mean, it's right in the heart of downtown Hot Springs. And right there on Central Avenue, right across from the bathhouses that have been there. Also probably about 100 years, too, Roger.
Yeah, well, we went from 1905 at the Ohio Club to 1904 at Oakland.
I know. How crazy is that?
It's outstanding.
Yeah.
Last night we had a tremendous turnout at Mainline Sports Bar for trivia. I mean, a tremendous turnout. Everybody, I hope, had a great time. I sure did, and I can't thank those folks enough, but we'll talk more about that as the day goes on.
Yeah, it was a good long day, and then we got up early this morning and drove here to Dardanelle, and we've done it plenty of times, and we've had some great history here with this golf course, and of course that with John used to have his other tournament here. But things get underway tomorrow. Are you sold out?
Room for more teams.
Okay,
I mean they can just text me at 479-747-2701. We'll get them in.
And you'd like to raise, if you guys hit $10,000, something like that, you'd like to do that.
I would really love to do that. That would help our post a lot.
Well, we always want to be supportive of our military folks. And your time was, you said, when the military was with the Navy, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I can't remember. You've talked about this before. What was your rank in the Navy?
I got out as a petty officer third class. I did a lot. I was on a destroyer, so I did a lot of different jobs, a lot of different things.
Roger and I look at those and go, how do you get those to float?
Yeah, see, you drop a penny in the water and it sinks.
But you got a giant battleship.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. How does a man-made pond? What thickness of Visqueen are you using?
It's 6 mil.
That's exactly what it is.
So as always, there's a party going on here that we'll say hi to all our folks here in attendance. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. Roger, you know what I forgot to do this morning? We were so focused on trying to get set up, I almost forgot to do my Facebook Live. Number one, I didn't do a bro call. So there we go. So then we got that official. So Christian, you overslept a little bit today, huh?
What? I did. Wait, not a little bit. A lot of it.
So what happened? So you come to the morning show and Justin Moore starts rubbing off on you.
Yeah, rubbed off on me. I have my alarm set every day, and sometimes it just doesn't go off. Like I look over and the alarm is going off, but there's no sound coming from my phone. And usually I wake up in time where it doesn't even matter, but today it mattered because I looked over at my phone and it was 5:30.
Well, you made good time getting to the station.
I got here before the show started. So
wow.
I beat Los Angeles, Christian. That's all that matters.
That's exactly right.
Well, you know what? I was telling Roger, I said, wow, you come in, maybe Josh has set a precedence for this to happen. You've only been here for 3 months.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you ever overslept for a show of the Zone for midday? Never, right?
Nope. That was the first time I've ever
so,
been late.
Nope. Yeah, well, like I said, it's...
Well, you weren't.
Yeah, you made it time. Pretty impressive. Yeah.
So we'll go ahead and let me go ahead and say, Jim, cancel that meeting.
Here, Roger, pass that mic down there and let everybody say hello to us. Hey, say good morning, everybody. Give us your name. You're here this early in the morning.
Take it on down right there, you young fella.
Yeah,
microphone.
What's your name? The law is after you.
Yeah, unless you're not supposed to be here.
Yeah, give us your name.
And if you're not supposed to be here, use your last name daily.
Go ahead.
Hold on.
Let's see, make sure that mic's
turned on.
Hold on one second. We're going to make sure you get this right. Maybe shorten.
Just say hello.
Just say your name. What your name is?
Hello, my name's Hannah.
Hannah.
Okay, you know, Hannah.
It's not so we know Scott. It's not working.
Okay, it's not working.
But you know, maybe there's a good reason. We'll get to listen.
Y'all are give me that thing.
Let MacGyver get in. Listen, y'all are here, and I think I see a Busch Light over there. it's not working, right, Roger? We'll get it fixed. What's that?
Who does he look like? Look at this guy right here. Tell me who looks like.
Yeah, I don't know. Who does he look like?
Corliss.
Does he? Is there a Corliss connection?
This is
Uncle. All right. We'll find out here if we can get this darn mic. Listen, MacGruber.
He said Goober.
MacGyver, MacGruber.
MacGruber.
We'll let him fix that microphone.
Yeah, we'll do that in a second.
Anytime we can get. Now, I think Jamie has not been to bed, right?
Jamie, if he went to bed, it wasn't for very long.
Well, he's cooking breakfast today.
So are y'all doing face painting here?
Yeah. I've heard a rumor that Jamie walks in.
Jamie walks in today with all kind of color.
There must be face painting for
crayons,
the kids.
Crayons on his face.
That is incredible.
We'll go ahead and take a break there, Christian. We'll come back. I'm really grateful, Roger, that we are on the air with 99.99. When you got a listen, that's a new thing. When you hear us say 99.99, what you got?
Who put that?
Did
song?
You do that? Whoa, that was a Roger.
Don't even know.
That's a song drop right there.
You don't even know. Song drop.
Did it just now work for you?
No, I put it in here while I got. I can't. Yeah.
How about that? And you did that a week ago. They said it couldn't be done.
It couldn't be done.
But we didn't give up.
No, we didn't.
We didn't give up. Roger's getting emotional. Listen, that's what happens, Roger, when you don't give up. You keep pushing. When they don't give you an answer, they don't tell you. You know what? You keep asking.
Move it.
That's right.
All right. The only other thing I do is think about how to play it. So we'll see what happens.
That's all right.
Go ahead and take us to break.
Live from the Lions Den. Glad to be back here helping the fine folks at VFW Post 8383 in New Blaine. Don't go away. Daddy, that'll walk the line.
Arkansas's Best Chevy Dealers presents Kevin Bohannon each week on Drive Time Sports with Randy Rainwater and Rick Schaefer on 103.7 The Buzz. Chevrolet, together. Let's drive.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
When the world's biggest tournament is hosted on our turf, you got to do it big. And Twin Peaks is built for big games. Stay refreshed for the full 90 minutes with ice-cold 29-degree drafts of Michelob Ultra and the iconic handcrafted spicy margarita made with Casamigos. Pair all of that with hand-tossed wings and seared-to-order burgers. Every second is packed with the world's most scenic views. Twin Peaks is truly unmatched for every match. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Because at Family Market, you're still greeted by friendly staff who provide the very best in customer service, ringing you up, bagging all your items, and making your shopping experience simple and easy, just the way it should be. And while you're enjoying that kind of service, you're saving money too. With your Family Market Rewards Card, you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps as well. And be sure to take advantage of Big Mondays. That's where mid-grade gas is the price of regular and premium is the price of mid-grade. That's real savings every single week. And all of this can only be found at Family Market. Serving communities in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster. With a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And remember, if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, just look right over there. Mm-hmm. One's coming.
Hi, I'm Hunter Bell. When you think about buying a car, we want you to think Bell Chevrolet. Not just because we want your business, but because we want to be on your side. That's what buying a car should look like. Simple, stress-free, knowing you have someone in your corner. We have something for every budget, new or pre-owned. I keep telling y'all it's better at Bell. Now it's time to come find out for yourself. Come see us on Chenal Parkway or shop at BellChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
Lost in the real estate jungle? Boundary or easement dispute? Title problem? Hire Lion Legal. There's no one better to protect your pride than our pride of legal lions. When in war, you need the roar. For exceptional communication and exceptional results in all real estate-related legal matters, hire Lion Legal to come roaring to the rescue.
Hey, everybody, this is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton, and I love hanging out with Paz and the boys on The Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
I remember when I was a lad, times were hard and things were bad. But there's a silver lining behind every cloud.
What's the name of it?
Poor people
that Getty Sing Bass.
Trying to make a living out of Blacklander. But we'd get together in
Blacklander.
Circles,
sing if you know it.
Daddy sang bass.
Mama sang tenor.
Me and little brother would join. Me and little brother would join right in there. To help a troubled
soul. I got it.
All right, 6:30. Terry Bradshaw saying that. Roger, in addition to having Heather and RJ, Danny and Steve, we got to do a Justin Moore Finish the Lyric brought to you by Rainbow Restoration. We're going to go ahead and give you the clue that you need. Letting the Night Roll, one of our favorites, is going to be the song that you need to know the lyrics to when Roger plays it later in the show. He recorded that and released that in 2013. We like that song, so you just got to have
it. Like it so much, we've done it already.
That's right. We've got through, but that's what we do. Yeah. We won't be.
Because we want you to win.
We want you to win.
Yeah.
Also, too, we've got the Hawks Home movie review, yeah. The Morning Man movie review, and it's Nighthawks. It's Sylvester Stallone, one of his early films. He had just done Rocky
Bless
1
you.
And Rocky 2. Those folks have not been to bed. They have not been to bed.
There's a lot of people that I can find out.
It's how they roll sometime here in Dardanelle. But anyway, that'll be coming up as well. You mentioned, Roger, it is Juneteenth. It is Juneteenth, so that means there are some businesses that are closed.
Yeah.
Some folks that are not working today.
I know that the banks, and I guess, is it a federal holiday?
I think it is.
Okay,
it's a federal
holiday. Yeah. So banks are closed, post offices shut down. And whatever else, I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah. So that's.
Well, and what did we find out? We found out that it's also at the Clinton Library. Is there something going on, or is that for Sunday?
Sunday.
For Father's Day.
Rebecca.
So it's Juneteenth. Yeah. Is it Juneteenth?
She said there. Yeah, I think she said they'd be celebrating that Sunday.
Sunday. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. It's also National Watch Day. Roger, do you wear a watch?
I do not.
Only the
one we got from Jones and Son.
But you don't wear that every day.
I do not.
Jimmy Stewart, do you wear a watch every day?
Every day.
Every day. Is it digital or old school?
It's
digital.
Yeah.
Christian, what about you? Do you wear a watch on National Watch Day?
I do not, but it seems like something I could get into.
Well, it's funny. I think people, because of the phones, people have gotten away from watches. But I was talking to in the last week that loves their watches, they're collectors. Who was it, Roger, we were with the other day some of those are, oh, I know who it was. You wouldn't know who it is. Yeah, listen, some guys like to collect them. Some high-dollar watches. And I don't even know what I know Hagtoyer. Is that right? Is there a
Hagtoyer?
I was close.
Yeah, you were just back.
I just reversed it.
Yeah, yeah.
I was close. So a couple others.
You were all over.
And then we have one of these.
You have the Rolexes.
The Rolex?
Yeah, yeah.
The Rolex.
You got the Rolex.
Yes.
You got the Tag Heuer. not to be confused with Rutger Hauer.
Is there anybody?
Timex. Timex. Citizens.
I was about to say, what are the brands?
Yeah, Citizens, Timex. What is that?
Citizens.
Verizon.
Bolivar.
Someone says here from our Milton Eaton Air text line, I wear my Apple Watch so I can keep my phone on silent and not miss calls and texts.
Okay.
I do see people doing that, Roger.
Sure,
that's become a thing.
Sure.
Here's one that says, are you speaking at an event today, Bass? No, I'm not. I'm not sure why that you said that, but who knows? A wizard is never late. He arrives precisely when he wants to. That would be Christian the wizard.
That's a Lord of the Rings quote.
Oh, it is. Okay. Well, again, only you would know that, Chris. Very good. I see it from Ron. Strength and honor. Not too bad. Someone says, The Walk by Sawyer Brown is a great song about dad and son. I don't know about that. We'll have to check that out. Someone said, maybe Lost Sound on YouTube. I don't know. We'll let Christian check that out.
We're back.
Here's one from the 501. Good. From the 501, I've worn a watch every day for 45 years, mostly vintage Timex and Bulova. As you just mentioned there, Jimmy. So it's funny now, Jimmy, you have the name Jimmy Stewart. And so how often, every day or throughout the week does somebody say, I know locally people know who you are, but when you make a call, does anybody go, are you related or is this a joke?
Especially if they're over 50.
Okay.
You know.
Can you do
Hannah it? Not doesn't know who Jimmy Stewart is, but,
no.
You know, when you're older, you –
I do.
Yeah,
I know Scott is. He's old enough to know. But can you do a Jimmy Stewart imitation?
Not good, but everybody has to do it for me when I meet him.
Well, Roger does. Roger does one of the great ones. This is from. What's the name of the movie? I forget.
It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life. Yeah. Yes,
and he goes, "Get away from me, brother! I'll smack you." What? My mouth's bleeding, George. My mouth's bleeding. Scissors, pedals. Oh, hello, broken down building in loan. Hello, Mr. Potter.
Pretty good right there.
End scene.
Pretty good, ladies and gentlemen.
I tell you, I zone out when I do that. Zone out.
I just, you know what? I just hit me, Roger. Where's my bag?
I don't have my
bell. I would have given you the bell there.
Oh, that's okay.
That is an amazing.
It really was.
It was an amazing rendition.
I don't want to have to tell everybody that. But listen, who doesn't know I do it? Mary. Don't you know me, Mary?
Wow, that's
it's me, George.
That's very.
Oh my!
I'm telling you, Christian, we have got to raise our game, our social media game, where we can get
Clarence.
We get
Coach Mary.
We get clips like that to be able to put
exactly
out there.
Right.
I see Jamie Dudley pulling up in a golf cart out there. He may be bringing breakfast.
Why?
I don't know.
Where's his pants?
Someone says, I like Basil's Rolex with black face. Notice it in the picture on Facebook. It looks like a Submariner. That's exactly what it is. And, I remember I told you I had to pawn one of my Rolexes years ago, man. Money was tight, and I don't think I ever got it back. And I think somebody bought me another one as a gift to one of my employers. I'm not going to say who, but I'm pretty sure that's the way it was. But, yeah, listen, that's the thing.
Absolutely. I've had watches, and I don't know whatever happened to them. I don't know. I think some of them may have gotten stolen when I was a kid. My sister Barbara always bought me And I think she got tired of buying me watches because every October 18th, she'd buy me a new one, and it just kept disappearing.
Now, Jimmy, Jesse Keith Whitley is planning to play tomorrow night. Would that be here?
It'll be at the Pavilion. Okay. Just off hole 9.
All right. So if you're playing here, for those that don't know, Keith Whitley, that's the son of Keith Whitley and Roger and Justin Moore, are huge Keith Whitley fans.
Oh, yeah.
I never really connected with his music. I wasn't a big country music fan.
Right.
But Roger, you say he's royalty to a certain degree, even though he didn't live very long.
Yeah,
died at 36 or something.
Yeah. And maybe we do what we do to some who died early because of where they were. I mean, you know, same thing like James Dean or some of these entertainers.
Yeah.
They died early, so we didn't get to see their full potential. But Keith Whitley, fantastic. I think he was with Flat and Scruggs. I don't know. But, yeah, we like Keith Whitley. Like him a lot.
Jamie, what's up, buddy? You bring us breakfast this morning?
Good morning. We got some sausage and gravy.
He wiped off his face.
He wiped off his face.
I have a seat over there. Someone says the first thing that popped in my head when you talked about Father's Day songs was Daddy's Hands.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. We've got the clip?
We'll have to find it.
Walk a little straighter, Daddy.
Yeah, that's the one where we did the delay with Melinda Mayo, Justin Moore, and you, and it all came in. Christian, have you heard that clip? Have you heard that?
I know you're drinking,
right? No, we'll have it. Maybe he's had it because he's had to listen to the show, but we'll find out. Yeah.
Someone says Rolex Bluesy got it this morning for Father's Day. Wow. I don't know what that means.
Rolex Bluesy.
Bluesy, I don't know. Here's one said, Ron said, ever heard of a Pulsar watch? I don't know about that. I'm not sure, but it is National Watch Day.
Baz.
Hey, buddy.
I have, I only wear one. This is the only one I wear. I've got a few others, but if I don't have it, I'm unlike Roger. I mean, I've got to have it on me. If I don't have it, I feel like I'm naked. I feel like I'm missing something. So, but yeah. Anyway, and it's, people who tell me, they say, this is really nice Submariner. It's a sort of older, it's 30 years old. And they say, hey, listen, that's a quality. I don't know. I know they're not cheap, and I'm very blessed to have it. So, 661-1037, if you want to be a part of today's show. Someone says, Conway's Twitties, that's my job, tears me up every time.
Sure it is.
And my dad is still around. That's Brian from Pottsville. Come over there. Roger, you know those songs better than I do.
I do.
Yeah, it's,
absolutely.
I've got a list of them, and we'll get to that here in a little bit. But,
right.
Roger, I was also a great birthday today. Want to mention the Iron Horse. Lou Gehrig's birthday is today, Baseball Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
And, I was looking at his numbers. Man, his numbers are so just unbelievable.
Yeah.
One of the greats of all time. And I want to say his jersey was retired before Babe Ruth. I think his number four, his Yankee was the jersey was the first to be retired.
Well, he did leave before then, but that is wild. I mean, because Babe Ruth was.
Well, I guess when he died.
Or did Babe Ruth?
Did he die? Obviously, he died first.
Or did
maybe that's
why. First? Well, I don't know. Now that I'm
what's
thinking
that?
About it, I know Babe Ruth spoke at his deal.
He did?
I don't know. All right, we'll figure it out.
What's up, Jamie? How you doing, buddy? You can't hear? Hold on a second. Let's see. Let's turn that out.
Oh, God, there you are.
How about that?
Good morning, buddy.
Yeah, listen, just coming here to support you guys in the VFW.
I love it. Thank y'all for being here. Good morning, Little Rock.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
Anybody got a drink in their hand? They're behind me.
Well, listen, most of this crew has not been to bed. Listen.
Nah.
Nobody puts on a party.
We took a little nappy nap.
They were good. You needed that.
Woke up at 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and 5 o'clock.
We see the kind of show you put on. Our station does because you do it at Buzzbecue every year.
Nobody
rolls it out like you guys do every year. I don't know how much food you bring, but you cook it up. And
between 700 pounds
of meat. Yeah, you don't do anything small. Yeah. And of course, you know, we haven't been in the clubhouse, Roger, in quite a while. I see some of the John Daly Under 70 brand.
Oh, my brother's got some cool stuff up in
there.
I'll come get you some.
Yeah, sure does.
He's really got this place fixed.
What? And you're keeping the eye. You're making sure the golf course is in the way it needs to be.
I'm doing all I can do. Are
you happy with it?
I'm happy with it.
Yeah, and you got 25.
As long as the commander, Jimmy Stewart's happy with it.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm happy with it.
Yeah, you've got about 25 teams playing tomorrow. But if somebody else wants to come out and play, how much does it cost?
It's $365 a team.
Okay.
And you get a t-shirt, you're going to get fed. Maximum Overdrive is going to play, Jesse Keith Whitley's going to play.
Yep.
I mean, the after party is worth that price.
Sure. And it goes to a good cause too.
That's the other thing. Our post, you've been there, it's remote, New Blaine, and it takes a lot. You just can't get it you just can't keep it open with just the walk-in traffic. You have to do fundraisers to keep things like that going.
Well, listen,
we
appreciate the VFWs. Remember, Roger, Melinda Mayo has one. I just went blank on the. She's got what she supports out there, out there in West Little Rock. I'm just blank. I should know it.
I want to say 28, but that's wrong.
By the way, we were at Oaklawn. Speaking of music, too, Roger, Amy Grant. Coming to Oaklawn.
Yeah.
I didn't know she was still touring. Yeah. And so we were talking about Keith Whitley earlier, Jamie, about Roger and Justin Moore, huge fans of Keith Whitley. I don't do country music as well as they do, but yeah. I mean, you speak with the high reverence. Of course, he drank himself to death, right? I mean, basically, what that was.
I don't know.
That's a great point.
You got the U.S. Open continuing at Shinnecock. Now, Christian, what time was it? They probably have already teed off by now, right? I would imagine.
Yeah,
do you know?
Out east, I'm sure.
Yeah, I was thinking that Wyndham Clark is the leader. I think he's 6 under, and I think he can set the record. He's got 3 more holes to go, I think, 2 or 3 more from yesterday where they had to stop the match because of darkness. Roy McIlroy is also in the mix. But the main thing, the story, Roger, is the weather. That's the issue. Yeah. We sort of like that. That sort of makes it, you know, interesting.
Absolutely.
And as we mentioned in the first half hour, today the United States back in action against Australia. A lot of people are high on soccer now. United States soccer, we looked good the other day.
Yeah. But I think two things. Back to the golf. I think I heard some of the commentators say this is not a second-tier golf course. You're going to think, I think it was Dustin Johnson maybe, who you haven't heard of in 5 years. Is back in the mix or could come around. Rory and some of the rest of them is who this course is for. Now watch somebody, watch a guy like John Daly win something like that. For them to say that this is a upper tier golfers course, that's who's going to win this. Somebody that's won a major will win this one. They said, but
let
they
John
said
Daly
we couldn't
show
do
up.
This. And then John Daly shows up what he does. So we'll see what happens.
What's the course
when it comes
record?
To that. That's
where
his line.
Off at?
That's his line. And then on the soccer, I think they said, and I don't know who it is, that our top guy's out. Is that right?
I hadn't heard.
I'm just throwing that out there because I had a long drive from Benton to listen to a lot of news.
Yes. Mike Hager, our good friend, head of the Arkansas State Police, says, have y'all heard Keith Whitley's bluegrass music? He and Ricky Skaggs were childhood friends and started playing bluegrass together as teenagers. And so I didn't know that.
I didn't know that they were buddies. I just told Mike. I think just like a lot of them, back in the day, Keith Whitley started I think it was Flatten Scruggs or one of those guys.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was Ralph Stanley. Maybe. I don't know, Mike. But, yes, I knew he was bluegrass. But all these guys started somewhere. You know Ricky Skaggs started out bluegrass because that's what
gospel,
the hell he does
bluegrass.
Anyway.
A couple messages here on our Middleton Eaton Air text line. In 04 and 05, all the dudes had fossil watches. I remember the fossil.
I remember fossil.
It's National Watch Day today. Do you wear a watch, Jamie?
No. Oh, yeah, I don't even want to know what time.
He doesn't know what day it is, but what time.
He doesn't care what time of day it is, dude. Here's one, Roger. Father's Day song, Little Red Shoes by Loretta Lynn on the Van Leer Rose album.
Okay, don't know.
Awesome writing by JT.
Okay.
Let's see here. With a collection like The Guy in Doctor Strange. I don't know The Guy in Doctor Strange. You might have that. I don't know that. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll come back if you want to be a part of the show. 661-1037 is the number. We're here in Dardanelle. Talk about the famous people in Dardanelle in addition to John Daly, Jamie Daly, of course. You've got James Lee Witt. Who was head of FEMA.
His son's our mayor.
That's right. Son is the mayor now. And then you got Tom Cotton.
Oh, yeah.
U.S. Senator Tom Cotton.
Yeah.
So, but everybody's getting together here at Lions Den tomorrow to help raise funds for a good group over in New Blaine, VFW Post 8383. So if you want to be a part and you're in the area, come out. I guess you just probably call or go.
Yeah, just call. Just text 479-747-2701. That's my personal number. That's how we've been running it. It'll be fine.
Me and Jim will be here all morning. Y'all call us.
That's
call the buzz. We'll sign up for a tournament.
You brought us some vittles?
We got some sausage gravy, some cathead biscuits, some bacon,
homemade biscuits.
Well, that is one thing that you can always.
Hey, watch me make them.
That's one thing that we can always count on with Jamie Daly, and that's a good grub.
I've watched
you. He can do the. Got more folks coming in. Listen, look at those Razorback cats out there. Good morning. Wow. We said invite everybody, get everybody here. That's what's happening. 6:45. Live from Dardanelle, the Lions Den. Don't go away.
That's what I do. Everything I do is because of you. To keep you safe. see. Later we barely got along.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built for soccer fans. Because sometimes your player gets subbed off and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute, they're on the pitch creating chances, and the next, they're heading to the bench. Well, not anymore with FanDuel Super Sub. If your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with a substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep in the stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, folks. It's Chris Zender here at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you're in the market for a new Dodge Chrysler Jeep or Ram, we hope you give us a chance to earn your business. Here's some things to consider. Fletcher Dodge has been family-owned dealer here in Sherwood for over 25 years. We know how to take care of our customers to keep them coming back. Every Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram dealer pays the same price for their vehicles. It's the dealer that makes the difference. We'll give you the best deal up front. No haggling, no arguing. We make it easy to buy a new vehicle. And we'll pay you more for your trade-in. Compare our deal to anybody's, and you'll buy from us. Come see us today for the deal of a lifetime on new Dodge Chrysler Jeep or Ram. At Frank Fletcher Dodge, you always get the best price, the lowest finance rate, and more for your trade. And we promise you a hassle-free buying experience. We want to be your dealer for life. Shop Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood before you buy anywhere else. Just tell us what you're looking for, and we'll make you a deal. Come see us in person at Fletcher Dodge on Warden Road in Sherwood or shop online at FletcherDeals.com.
Hi, this is Quinn Grover. When you need expert health care, UAMS Health is here for you. From cancer and heart care to neurology, obstetrics, orthopedics, and more, UAMS Health provides advanced care across a wide range of specialties backed by research, innovation, education, and a commitment to improving lives. That's care you can trust. From UAMS Health, the official orthopedics sports medicine provider for Razorback Athletics. For appointments, call 501-686-8000.
Oaklawn is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes four-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When did I first notice my hair loss? Honestly, probably about 5 or 6 years ago. But the moment that it really got my attention was at the self-checkout at Walmart. I had to look up to see if the light was green or red because my item wouldn't scan. And right above me is a camera. Well, that camera showed the top of my head. After that, I started wearing hats more often. Eventually, I just decided, you know what? It is what it is. I'll shave it, live with it, or move on. But then I heard about Dr. Gary Petras at the Petras Center for Aesthetic Surgery and Hair Transplantation. Dr. Petras offers a one-day hair transplant treatment with permanent natural results that last a lifetime. I'm still going to wear hats because I like hats, but it'll be nice knowing I've got a head of hair under there. I'm Roger Scott, and if you've been thinking about doing something about hair loss, call the Petras Center for Aesthetic Surgery and Hair Transplantation, 4137 JFK, Suite A, North Little Rock. Call 501-614-3052 or visit drpetras.com. Go see what your options are. It might just give you that renewed confidence, too.
Tune in each week for I Did Not See That Coming in The Zone. Every Tuesday, Justin and Phil discuss those stories that cause you to raise an eyebrow. I Did Not See That Coming is presented by Moe's Southwest Grill with the $9.99 lunch special, where you'll get a junior burrito, chips, queso, and a drink for only $9.99 in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Benton, and Conway.
Want to see our beautiful faces? Catch Morning Mayhem streaming live every day on YouTube, X, and Facebook. Just search 1037 The Buzz.
Daddy's hands, hardest steel, hard I did wrong. Daddy's hand.
Hey, I'm
looking for her mother.
There was always love in Daddy's hand.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. That is so good. That was a delay at its best right there.
That was.
6:51, we are here at the Lions
Den. Thank you, bud.
Here in Dardanelle as they get ready for their big golf tournament tomorrow, a fundraiser for the VFW Post 8383. Got Jimmy Stewart here, who is with the quartermaster now.
Quartermaster this year.
Former commander at the VFW Post 8383. And for those who don't know, it's just between Dardanelle and New Blaine, not far from here. Yep. And Jamie Daly joins us, as always. And
good morning.
We talk to your brother every Tuesday. And I give him credit, Jamie. He's always there.
You
got to put your look here. If you get it, you got to do one or the other. You can be on your phone, or you can talk to us. What you gonna do? The one thing, Roger, we know about Jamie, he can cook some vittles.
Well, there's two things we know about Jamie.
Well, that's right.
He can cook some vittles.
And he can also
do the other.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You just whipped that up like it was nothing. Nothing to it.
From the time I left,
you got to put that mic close to you right there.
From the time I left to the time I got here.
Yeah. What's that?
Yeah. That's when I cooked that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Someone says, doesn't JM have a song about fishing, about his dad fishing with a kid? I don't know. Someone says here, Justin Moore had a good Father's Day song, More Than Me. I don't know that one. I'm not sure about that one. Do you remember what we did, Roger, 2 years ago when we were at the VFW Post 8383? We did something to start the show. Do you remember?
The national anthem.
By who?
By Jimmy Stewart.
Nope.
I don't
know. Do you remember Jimmy?
Was it Emma Deal?
Emma Deal.
She's doing it tomorrow.
Jocko's, I went back and looked at my notes, and the Pearson brothers were playing over there.
Okay, I remember now. She did a great job.
Yeah. She does it for us every year, and I mean, it sends chills up your spine.
Yeah. As I mentioned, too, boy, I was watching some of the highlights of basketball with Coach Cal, and boy, his freshmen do look good, man. He says this is maybe one of his youngest teams ever, and it will be one of the youngest teams in the nation. So what do you do with a young team? You take them to the Bahamas. That's what they're going to be doing at the end of July. They're going to play four games in like four nights, but you know who cares? You're in the Bahamas, so. Anyway, I just thought that was interesting
that's exactly right. You're in the Bahamas.
I think it's the international competition.
Is that right, Christian?
Yeah, it is. But they officially landed Ilya Frolov yesterday, the Russian big man.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I saw a graphic somewhere they called him the Russian boar. I don't know if that's legit or somebody just, but that makes sense. So that is official. The Knicks had their big parade yesterday, and we were talking. Have you ever been in a celebration parade? And if so, what was it? The only one that I know of, Roger, here in Arkansas was the 94, and Jermaine Taylor. Jermaine Taylor had one because he won the world title.
What else would it be?
I was going to say, you don't get them very often.
Didn't have one for Clinton, right?
No.
The president?
No. And if you're going to have a ticker tape parade, where do you have it, Roger? If you want to have the biggest and the best, you have New York City.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you go back and look at some of the post-World War II celebration 100%. Ticker tape. I mean, that's where you sort of saw it. But nothing.
Well, that's where all the ticker tape was.
Yeah, the wars we have today are different than like a World War II where you have years of engagement. And you have, you know, the wars don't last as long as they used to. So, obviously, you know, Jimmy, you're a military guy.
It was great to see the president with some Medal of Honor recipients yesterday, giving those out, especially
Obama.
Huh?
Obama?
No, Trump.
Oh, no, I didn't see that. I thought you were talking about the Obama. There were four presidents yesterday.
No, President Trump awarded the Medal of Honors to several folks, and one of them being a guy who was in Vietnam, and when you hear what he had to do, being shot in both legs, couldn't stand up, shrapnel all in his body. He took every one of his men, put him on the helicopter. I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it. Put him on the helicopter and all that, and then the helicopter was a little bit too heavy, so he was getting ready to jump back out so he could let those guys get out of there, and they all held him to keep him. And, well, I mean, just the stories of heroic achievements.
We talked about how I think I made notes the last time we were at the VFW how the Vietnam military men got the worst. They got the worst. They came back to a country that didn't care, and they got the worst reception.
Well, the guy I'm speaking of was a black man So it's 19. So for him to want to be a Marine and go do that to fight for patriotism and for America, and then I don't know how he was treated. I'm speaking as a whole, you know, for a great many.
Right. But yeah, especially those Vietnam War veterans, man, just what a tough situation. Go over there and that misery over there in Vietnam and come back with a country that just didn't care and were angry about it. And I think the country learned a lesson, though, with that. I think the country now, you know, whether you agree with whether, you know, we should be in a war or not, when the soldiers come back, you gotta support them. So,
and a lot of those guys were drafted. They didn't have a choice.
That's exactly right. 661-1037. We mentioned earlier we've got to play a little Justin Moore Finish the Lyric, brought to you by Rainbow Restoration, rainbowrestores.com. We've already told you the name of the song, Roger.
It's what happened here in Dardanelle before this tournament. They were letting the night roll.
Let the night roll.
Still happening. It is still yesterday to some of them.
Today's Thursday.
Okay, all right.
Very good. Listen, I don't know how you guys stay up so. Of course, I went to bed at 1:30 last night. I'm not really. But I was doing something different than what y'all were doing last night.
Whoa, what's that mean?
I was typing on my computer.
Is that what they call it now? Bet you was.
We'll come back and visit with Heather Baker, find out what's happening across the state.
She did any typing last night.
In addition to what's happening here at the Lion's Den.
Yeah.
You know, there have been some pretty crazy folks that have played here. Eric Dickinson, Jim McMahon. John used to have that.
Hootie.
Hootie, that's right.
That Hootie the Blowfish.
Toby's
Samantha.
Toby Keith. Yeah.
Jamie Johnson.
Ryan
Mallett. Jim
Edwards.
Herm.
Yeah.
Samantha and I made a trip to the party a time or two.
We do want to say happy Father's Day to all you dads out there. If you're not being as good as dad as you want to, start today. You know, listen, if you got a kid out there, be a great dad. Be great.
Try to do better.
Yeah, be great. That's right. Try to do better. All right, we're here at the Lions. If you want to play to raise money for the VFW Post 8383, come on out.
Yeah.
Call Jimmy or just come out tomorrow and say, listen, we're ready to play. It's only $360.
So. $365. Yeah. Tee-off's at 10 a.m. So if you're not pre-registered, you need to get here about 9 so I can get you fitted.
That's right. All right, USA, USA.
This is madness. This is Sparta.
1037 The Buzz, KABZ Little Rock.
Arkansas. Professional arena football is back in Hot Springs tomorrow night. The Arkansas Diamonds are bringing fast-paced, hard-hitting professional arena football to Bank.